anger.
So what? So, I mean, is this like a threat to me, or what's going on?
No, it's a promise to you. Okay. I'm not trying to threaten to you. I wouldn't tell you if I was threatening you. I'd let it happen. What I'm trying to do is what's best for the city. I'm trying to say, put all that's out there so that you are aware that this is a possibility that you should factor in, because it's only going to divide this community all the more. This has the...
I know, but you shouldn't be threatening me. This is the second time you threatened me.
I am not threatening you.
You told me you would murder me last time.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said I would kill you. That was a bad rhetorical hyperbole on my part. And I apologize greatly for that. Just in the heat of that moment and so on, coming out of that meeting it with the old crews.
Is that something that you normally would tell someone?
No.
And then why would you do it?
Because of the heat of that moment.
Oh, okay. So you think intimidation's okay? I agree.
I agree. Okay. You have a right to be angry at me for that. I apologize deeply. I don't mean that. This is not that. What I am trying to do, this element is going on in town. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it, John. Okay.
What don't you want to see?
I don't want to see this town more divided than it is.
Okay, well,
I made a mistake.
Saying, if I don't do something.
Okay, yeah. It's going to come if you don't do it. I'm giving you the situation that I am confronted with.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to understand my position. So, and I ask you to forgive me that mistake. It was a mistake. I own it.
Well, it's intimidation.
I understand. I made a mistake, John.
Okay.
Okay? So is the gavel at times an intimidation. Uh-huh. Okay? So I apologize. It's something that happens in the course of testosterone exchanges.
Right.
So I apologize.
I mean, it's like you think you're above other people,
John,
and you come to me and you say you're
going
to kill me.
I wouldn't apologize if
you said, I'm going to murder you if you don't do this.
No, I said it will kill you, I think.
No.
But if I didn't, okay, I apologize, John.
You apologize.
I apologize 3 times right here, right now. I apologize to you. That was a mistake. I admit it was a mistake. And I'm honestly chagrined by my behavior there.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
It's unacceptable.
I some things that I consider what you have done as a mayor is unacceptable.
What have I done as a mayor that's unacceptable?
I see the whole way that you have dealt with Mandy, okay, in this exchange is duplicitous How did I find out?
Yeah, how'd you find out?
Well, because of the way you behave with in closed session. Because of what has happened, that you continue.
How do you know about what happens in closed session?
I don't know about what happens. I know that you go into closed session,
yeah,
that nothing comes out of it. I know that the evaluation of the city manager went on for, 3 months?
Uh-huh.
And every closed session was an evaluation, and that it was only handed to Mandy by 2 people? That's not in closed session. All that's available information. There is nothing about council negotiations that I know. But I see you go into closed sessions. I see what, or I don't see what comes out. I see the results of what you do in closed session playing out that, in my opinion, are disastrous for this community. You saw the results of the talking of the city manager's position at the Old Crows.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything to facilitate that. That was chaired by Ron Perry, and he did a damn good job, and you witnessed that. So
how did you come by that information? I'm just curious about how did you come by that information? That letter had come out 5 hours before that meeting, so how did you find out about it?
How did I find out about it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to reveal my sources. You don't reveal your sources. It came out to me because Blue Lake has a grassroots grapevine.
Uh-huh.
People know things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're too small a town to hide. Okay, someone is going to know. And so it's just a matter as where, who you talk to, when you talk to. And I happen to have a lot of friends in this town,
mm-hmm,
who understand me, who trust me with the politics of this town.
Right, and you know, we had a great relationship. Me and you had a very mutual great relationship.
I apologize. Don't,
you said
yes,
you would recall me and you'd murder me.
No, I said it would. I meant that, John. I keep repeating that. And if you just want to get stuck there, we're not going to go anywhere. Okay, and I'm trying to move beyond that. I can't do any more than, but I did it. I'm admitting it to you. I'm apologizing to you.
What did you mean by that, though?
I meant that this recall election is going to be very disturbing to everybody, and that you're going to be one of the victims of it. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. And I don't want any of that to happen. I want us to be able to go along. I want us to be
so
able
you,
to...
So you as a commissioner are coming here right now, and as a citizen, telling me that if I don't vote a certain way, you're going to recall me.
That's all right. That's politics. Yes, I own that.
Okay.
Yes. And if you don't change, let's be very specific about the vote change.
And did you... And you guys had facilitated that meeting to introduce the letter to the old crows. Is that correct?
I went there to ask for their help going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's convenient,
forward.
Alex.
Huh?
That's convenient.
That's politics.
Oh.
That's politics.
All right.
Okay. So if a vote isn't changed, okay, a recall petition is going to be fired. All right. That's a sure thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the only one making that decision, John. You can pin it all on me. That's fine. But that's going to happen. It won't be good for this community. One vote changes, that's great. Three votes change, and that's wonderful. We'll go on as we happened in there. Okay, all this goes away. But because of a council action, a council decision by three people, it wasn't unanimous, it was a 3-2 vote in public, this town is now in uproar. $300,000 a month. We last 7 months, and we're flat broke. All this goes away. All of it. There's no longer Blue Lakes. There's no longer city council. There's no longer... All we are in debt. We can't pay for water
Can
sewer.
I think you're not giving the council enough money.
For what? So you're going to change your vote?
We're continuing to work on the housing element.
I don't want you to comment anymore. I want
you
to stop.
You want to give me the key and I'll lock the door?
Yeah.
I don't see how you can do it without changing your vote. You're going to go to court?
No, it doesn't.
I think we're done talking
we're not
with Mr.
Talk,
Rick at this time.
This whole conversation should end. I think you guys have all said what you need to say. I'm not leaving. I'm not going to leave John here by himself.
Okay? That's fine.
So I'm here to show some support to John.
What was that, Alex? If I'm not going to do that, what?
If you change your vote, the recall vote will be put on you. Yes. And I don't want to see that. I'm doing it against what I want to see for this town because it is the only just thing to do when you jeopardize this town. Jeopardize with disincorporation, which means we lose this. The Blue Lake Commons is gone. It's gone. It goes to the state of California, the county of Humboldt. We don't have it. We're going to lose our water sewer system because you won't be able to pay wages.
Engage.
Thank you. Why can't you give me an answer? Yes or no?
Why? What is? Like, I'm not giving you an answer, Alex. Leave us alone.
Well, you leave us alone. Change
you were the one who chased me to my car, Alex.
I didn't chase you. I came to talk to you.
No, you didn't.
Well, John, thank you for telling me.